Let's look in the Word of God for just a minute. One of the most familiar stories in the Bible, and yet God has burdened my heart to go with this tonight. It's the story of David and Goliath. I'm not going to read the whole story, but I want to read a few verses and then just get right into the message tonight. The Word of God said here in verse 38, "And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go." That means he wouldn't go. He refused to go, for he had not proved it. "And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand, and he chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine." May God help us and bless the reading of his word tonight. I want to preach for a little while on tonight, on this subject, the person who proves all things. The person who proves all things. The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21 said, "Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good." David knew there was some things there that didn't fit. Some things he needed to drop. But he had some things, being a shepherd, he knew would work. Amen. And he wanted to go with that he had proven would work in his life. Let's look at it together. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you for your people. God, your presence is so sweet. Lord, it's good when we go away from church and can't wait to get back. Can't wait, Lord, to be with your people again. Can't wait, Lord, to see what you're going to do next. God, maybe tonight in this service, a life will be changed. Lord, a soul would be spared. God, you know what needs to be done, and only you know. I pray, dear Father, tonight that you'll help us, and God will give you glory in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. I read just in my reading recently in 2 Samuel chapter number 21. Go there with me tonight. 2 Samuel chapter 21, towards the end of the chapter. I want to show you something tonight. I think it'll be a blessing to you. Won't be dogmatic about this. But look in 2 Samuel chapter 21 and verse 22. The Bible said, "These 4 were born to the giant in Gath and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants." So we see that the giant had 4 sons. Amen. Did you know that God in David's life was working by his grace? 5 in the Word of God is the number of grace. But God also knew sometimes when you fight one in the family, you've got to fight the whole family. Amen. So David had enough ammunition for all of them. Say amen. And all of them could have come at him, and they would have bit off more than they can chew, because there was somebody on David's side, beloved, that they didn't know. Amen. The God of heaven was on David, the man after God's own heart's side. And tonight, I just want to introduce the message. It's not going to be a real long message tonight, but I want to introduce the message by just giving you a couple verses from the New Testament. A lot of times we get in the Old Testament and people say, well, what's that got to do with us? Well, think about these verses tonight. I already told you, 1 Thessalonians, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. I want to tell you something, beloved. We've got too many churches today dropping the things that's been working for years. This King James Bible's been working for years, and they're dropping it on every corner. Them old songs with the blood of Jesus in them have been working for years, and they're dropping them left and right. Address standards. Listen to me tonight. I'm not going to fuss, but on every corner they're being dropped. And it looks like you're going to a beach instead of you're going to the house of God. Say amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, listen, There's some things that have been proven down through the years. Sister Thelma stood up here. She'd been in this battle a long time. Amen. There's some of y'all been in this battle a long time. And you know the Word of God still works. You know that prayer still works. You know that being faithful to the house of God still works. You know these old songs, it still works. You know the Holy Ghost pricking hearts, that still works. Amen. And that's what needs to happen in order for a person to be saved by the grace of God. And I tell you, I believe I'm standing in front of a bunch of people tonight. We ain't going the other way. We're going to stay in this way. Amen. Till our Lord and our Savior comes and gets us out of here. Amen. We're just going to stay in the old-time way. When I tell people about our church, I say, listen, if you like old-time church, old-time fellowship, old-time loving one another, old-time preaching, and old-time singing, you'd love our church. If you don't, you wouldn't like it. Amen. You just have to go somewhere else if you want the rest of that mess. Amen. Because we're not going to have it. Amen. David said, listen, he said, Saul, so to speak, I appreciate you trying to help me, but this ain't going to help me. It don't fit. Hallelujah. I'm glad there's some things along the way I figured out in my life that just don't fit. Amen. But thank God there's some things that do fit the child of God. Listen to these verses. Be not conformed to this world. No preaching on separation much anymore, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? Because God said, I want you to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There's some things that, listen, we don't just need to say it. We need to prove it out. Amen. I'm going to tell you in a little while why. Amen. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 8, prove the sincerity of your love. Don't just say I love you, but prove it out. 2 Corinthians 13, 5 said, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Amen. Prove it out. I don't just stand here and say I'm saved. I thank God I can live a life that says I'm saved. Amen. I thank God I can have a heart that says I'm saved. I thank God there's some evidence. The Bible said now faith is the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Thank God tonight the substance in our lives and the evidence, beloved, that we're saved by the grace of God. In verse number 4 of Galatians 6, he said, let every man prove his own work. In other words, beloved, it ain't up to pastor to prove it for Miss Eve, or Miss Eve to prove it for pastor, or Jason to prove it for Abby, or Abby to prove it for Jason, but prove your own self. Amen. I'm in this thing, thank God. I'm in this battle with the Lord. Amen. And I thank God that it proves out in our lives. Amen. Listen tonight. The Bible said that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. If we're going to prove these things out tonight, the person that proves these things out, let me give you some things tonight in David's life. Number one, the person that's going to prove it out, you all know, everybody knows somebody's fell by the wayside. Used to be. Used to be in Sunday school. Used to be in the choir. Used to be in the church. Amen. Used to testify at work. Used to read their Bible. Used to pray. Everybody knows somebody like that. Amen. They're no longer proving it out. But the person that'll prove it out and the person who proves all things, I'll give you five things hurriedly tonight. Number one, it's the person that realizes the battle is the Lord's. Look in verse number 47. The Bible said, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with a sword and a spear, for the battle is the Lord's. When David went down there, beloved, he realized that it ain't about some big giant, and it ain't about some little shepherd boy, but it's about a God in heaven. Amen. This battle is not mine. Mr. Goliath, it's not yours. This battle is the Lord's. There's been a battle going on ever since the Garden of Eden between good and evil. Amen. And we need to understand if we're going to prove all things tonight that the battle's not mine. A lot of people, first little conflict that comes along, they take it personally. They get a chip on their shoulder. I'm just not going back. All that stuff. I'm just going to quit. I'm going to tell you something right now. The person that'll live their life and prove all things, they realize, beloved, listen, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. I'm telling you, beloved, David realized the battle is the Lord's, and he was able to prove it out. Amen. The person who proves all things. Secondly tonight, the person that proves all things realizes that the giants are real.
You say, Pastor, what are you talking about? There's some people that live in a la-la land. Amen. They act like there are no giants. I'm going to tell you something tonight. There's giants right here in this room. I'm talking about giants like the giant of discouragement. I'm talking about giants. I wrote some things like the giant of loneliness. I'm talking about giants like the giant of a broken heart. There's giants, and a lot of people say, well, you know, just suck it up. I'm going to tell you something right now, beloved. David, when he looked at Goliath, he wasn't pretending that he wasn't there. He said, oh, yes, there's a giant in front of me. And oh, yes, there's a giant that I can't handle. But let me tell you something. There's a God that's bigger than that giant. He lives on the inside of me. And that God can handle that giant. I'm not going to pretend like the giant's not there. Amen. I'm going to face that giant in faith. Amen. And serve the Lord with gladness. It's the person that realizes the giants are real. Broken relationships. I thought about this afternoon as I was just meditating. I've had this on my heart 3 or 4 days. I thought about Haley. She's leaving out with her baby right now. But I thought about, she told me that she's been in a battle since Wednesday night. And she'd been in a battle. You know what the battle was with? The giant of pride. Amen. Everybody's ever been saved, been in a battle with that old giant. Say amen. Ain't it a good day when that old giant of pride falls flat? Say amen. And the Spirit of God comes up in our life and helps us to swallow that old pride. I'm just telling you, beloved, listen, there's giants in people's lives. The giant of sin. There's people tonight that are not in the house of God. They're sticking a needle in their arm. They're sticking pills in their mouth. They're drinking a bottle of booze tonight. And they're looking, beloved, for some comfort, but they're looking in all the wrong places. Amen. So the person who proves all things, he's a person that realizes the battle is the Lord's. He's a person that realizes, beloved, that the giants are real. You don't just pretend like they're not real. They're there. And you got to face them, amen, in faith. But let me tell you this, beloved. It's the person who faces the giants and faces them in faith, beloved, that God will deliver and they can prove all things. Look at verse 34. This is what I'm getting at tonight. David said to Saul, and let me just say this tonight. When you're talking about discouragement, look at verse 31. Well, look at verse 28. This is one of the giants here. Before he ever got down there with Goliath, look what Eliab said. He said, Eliab's anger, verse 28, was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to go far with God. Somebody's going to try to belittle you. Amen. And here's that older brother that ought to have known better. Amen. He's trying to belittle David and trying to discourage David. But David just goes on. He said, is there not a cause? So he's before the king now in verse 31. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul. And he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able. You're not going to go far. Devin, you won't go far. Somebody say, you ain't going to make it. You ain't going to make it. Listen, you just need to forget it. You're young. You got the rest of your life. Just forget it. I'm going to tell you something, beloved. There's going to be somebody trying to discourage these young Christians. Say amen. But aren't you glad there's a God that's bigger than discouragement? Aren't you glad there's a God, beloved, that's bigger than the lie that the devil tells people? Amen. I'm glad that David was able to prove this thing out because he was, beloved, realizing the giants are real. Yes, they are. But he was going to face the giant in faith. Watch this now. In verse 34. David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. Every time I read this, I think it sounds like to start with that David's bragging. Thy servant kept his father's sheep. There came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. When I read this, I think about this. I think about, well, if that had been me and I'd have been the shepherd, I might have said, well, I better stay here with these 99. They just got one. Not David. You know why? Because David's a picture of Christ right here. Christ don't listen. He don't say just let the devil have that one. No, he'll leave the 99. Glory to God. Amen. Ain't you glad he come out there where you was at? Amen. And brought you in because he loves you tonight. Left the 99. Went after that one lost sheep that was astray. Amen. The word of God said here, watch this now. It sounds like he's bragging. I caught him by his beard and I smote him and slew him. Shoot far, say amen. I thought I was doing good to kill a bear with a crossbow, but I ain't going after one to catch him by his beard. I can tell you that right now. Amen. Or a lion, either one. As somebody said, I heard Brother Adrian Rogers preach a message years ago about encouragement and bravery and courage. And he said this guy came and he had a pocket knife and he had a lion's tail. And they said, well, that's really good. But said, well, why didn't you cut his head off? He said, somebody had already done that. That's easy to cut the lion's tail off after somebody done cut his head off. Amen. But David was going out there to face this giant in faith. Amen. Watch what he says here. The servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. Now watch this. David said, moreover, here it is, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of a lion and delivered me out of the paw of a bear, he will deliver me from this giant. Amen. It's the Lord that's going to do it. That's what David's saying. Going to make it. He's going to prove all things. Because he realizes the battle is the Lord's. He realizes the giants are real. But he's that person that's going to face that giant. He's not going to run from the battle. He's going to run to the battle. Amen. I believe we can have revival. But listen, I believe the battle's going to be won in the prayer closet. Amen. I believe we're going to have to get in that prayer closet. Amen. You say, why? Because listen, just like we told you last week, it's not you and it's not me. It's not the preaching. But it's God that's going to have to reveal to people that they're lost. Flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. That's what Jesus told Peter. He said, Peter, you know what you know, not because somebody told you, but because my Father revealed it to you. Amen. And thank God that he did. Watch this now. I'm almost done. Two more things quickly. The person who proves all things. And number four is the person who sees the bigger picture. You say, how in the world could David see as something bigger than Goliath? He was somewhere between 9'6" and 11 feet tall, just depending on what a span was. They measured it from the elbow to here. Amen. But watch this. He saw somebody big. He's huge. But he had a picture in his mind bigger than the giant. Listen to me. Here's where we miss it sometimes. We miss the big picture. Why are we here? Why are we here? Why did God save us? He didn't just save us to take us to heaven. Say amen. Why do we have to face these trials? Why do we have to face these giants along the way? What is going on? Let me give you two things right quick. Look at verse 46. Here's the big picture. The word of God said in verse 46, this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee. There's no ifs, ands, buts, maybe so about it. He said, God's going to deliver you into my hand. And Mr. Giant, you're going down. I will smite thee. Now watch this. And take thine head from thee. That's what he's going to do. Watch this. And I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth. Watch this now, that all the earth may know. Why does God want you to win that battle? So somebody else will know. That all the earth may know. That's the big picture. Amen. It's not just about me, Brother Michael. It's not just about my family. It's not just about you. It's not just about your family. these trials that we're going through, these giants that we have to face in life. God said, listen, there's a lot bigger picture even than Bible Way Baptist Church. Amen. God said, I want this community to know. I want this county to know. I want this state to know. I want this country to know that there's a God in heaven and that can help His people. Amen. Along the way. David, he saw the bigger picture that all the earth may know. That was the bigger picture. Watch this now. Look at verse 47. And all this assembly shall know. God didn't just want the earth to know. God wanted the people and the assembly to know. Amen. Are you mad at me? Hazel, are you mad at me? I think Gene pinched her. Amen. It's all right, ain't it? But let me ask you something. When somebody gets saved, don't that help the assembly? When somebody in the teen class gets saved, don't that help the other teenagers? Don't it help us to know, Brother Gary, that the Word of God still works? The Spirit of God's still working? And if we had to serve God for 100 years to see one person delivered from hell, it would be worth it all. Amen. We need to keep our eyes not on the day-to-day grind, but on the big picture. God wants us to make it. He wants us to face that giant. He wants to defeat that giant so that all the earth may know that there is a God in heaven. Look at verse 49 through 51 and I'm done. The person who proves all things, he's a person that realizes the battle is the Lord. He's a person that realizes the giants are real. He's a person that faces those giants in faith. And by the way, I'm just going to stop and say something. I don't say a lot about it, and I won't get personal right here. But I've been here for 10 years, and I've watched some of you precious people face some of the biggest giants. And right there you are, still going, still faithful. That helps me. Amen. You say, Pastor, I'm going to tell you something, beloved. None of us know. Brother David, we don't know this week what kind of a giant we're going to face. And to know that God is already, that's what David's saying. I can look back in my life. I can tell you that God already took care of a bear. God already took care of a lion. And Mr. Giant, you ain't nothing to my God. Amen. He'll take care of you too. The person who faces the giants in faith. The person who sees the bigger picture. And then this tonight, and I'm done. Look at verse 49 through 51. And David put his hand in his bag. And he took thence a stone, and he slung it, and he smote the Philistine in his forehead. And the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. I've always been amazed at that. You hit somebody right there hard enough to kill him. Looks to me like he'd fall that away. But he fell on his face. Watch this now. You say, Pastor, what do you think happened? I think this is the first example in the Bible of a GPS. I think that stands for global positioning system. But this stone had a GPS on it. It was God's positioning system. I'm telling you, you can say whatever you want to. You can think I'm crazy, but leave me alone. I'm having a good time being crazy. I believe David could have closed his eyes. I'll tell you what, I believe a God of heaven would have been sure that the rock found its mark. Amen. I'm not here to brag on David's skill with his sling and his stone. I'm here to brag on David's Savior, the Lord. Amen. And I believe with all of my heart, God positioned that stone just right. And David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone. And he smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine. That'd be a picture to see, wouldn't it? That little shepherd boy standing up on the Philistine. I believe, listen, if he was 9 foot tall, if he was laying down there, I believe he's pretty thick, don't you? Had all that armor on, amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. Old David said, I don't have a sword, so Mr. Goliath, if you don't mind, I'll just borrow yours, because there's something I have in mind here. I want to be sure to finish the job. And he cut his head off. Amen. The person, beloved, listen, that proves all things is the person who is determined to finish the job.
Amen.
Brother Ralph, ain't too many people going to remember how you started. But I tell you what, there's a multitude of people that's going to remember how you finish.
Amen.
You think about that tonight. Brother Houston, there ain't too many people going to remember how Houston Smith started. That little boy back there tonight that I love, Colson, he ain't going to remember. He don't know how Pastor started. But he'll probably live to see how Pastor finishes. I want to finish right, don't you? Amen. I believe David said, listen, I don't want to leave this thing incomplete. I don't want to leave any doubt. I'm just going to cut his head off while I'm here. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, when he come back in with the head of Goliath, it probably took both hands just to carry his head. Amen. He had the big head. You can say that about anybody who thinks they can go up against God. Say amen. He had the big head. But a little man with a big God took a big head off of his shoulders. Amen. And I thank God tonight. God is telling us tonight, prove all things. It's easy to speak, but God said, prove it. Amen. Prove all things. The person that'll prove all things, he realizes the battle's the Lord's. He realizes the giants are real. He's willing to face those giants in faith. He's a person that understands there's a bigger picture here. And he's a person that's determined to finish the job. Aren't you glad that the scripture said of the Apostle Paul, actually Paul wrote it in a letter to Timothy himself, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Look at the giants that Paul had to face along the way. But he didn't face them alone. He faced them with the help of God. And God helped him to finish well. Amen? That's what we want to do, ain't it? Is finish well. Devin, you got started right. Miss Haley, you got started right. Amen? You can't get started wrong when you started Calvary. When you started Calvary, you start right. Amen? But there's more to it than just the starting block. There's a race now to be run. Run it with patience, amen, and determined by the grace of God, I'm going to cross the finish line one day after a while, a winner, amen, for my Lord and my Savior, the Lord Jesus. How many's glad you come tonight?